producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we lift off on the inaugural broadcast here at Genesis Communications Network, on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Very pleased to be where I'm at today. For those of you who have never heard me before, let me explain what this is. This is a show that is only about the Second Amendment and everything that that entails. So your next question is going to be, Bill, why, with all of the stuff that we face today, are you only talking about this one thing? Well, I'll be happy to tell you. That's because in the history of this world, whenever they have disarmed a populace, typically something like genocide follows. You know, we're looking at 200 million plus people extinguished by their own government. And with this government today, they're trying really hard to disarm us. And one of the reasons that we've never been invaded on the land, or that we don't have all of this walking around ground-based terrorist attack and all that other stuff going on to the degree that other countries have it, is because we have a Second Amendment, and there's 100 million plus of us that own guns. So for those of you who may be sitting on the fence, who don't own a gun yet or anything else, I'm going to, over the coming days and weeks and months and years, I'm going to explain to you how good the 100 million of us that do own them, the about 18 million of us that do carry them, how good we are at what we do. And then, of course, you're more than welcome to join us. The more the merrier. There's a lot of misinformation that goes on as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. Like right now, one of the things that in Texas, one of the things they want to do is they want to do open carry. In Texas, for some stupid reason, and clearly this was put together by a politician of some stripe, it's okay to carry a long gun out in the open. Think pump shotgun, hunting rifle, semi-automatic rifle. You can carry that openly, but you can't carry a handgun openly. So in half of the states, there's some, that just happens. In 44 of the states, there's some provision that allows it, except in Texas and in the state I live in. So, open carry has become this thing where in Texas where they're trying to get open carry of handguns. That's what they want. They want open carry of handguns. They don't want to carry open carry a rifle. Have you ever sat down in a restaurant booth with an AR-15? Quite uncomfortable. Now, for all of those that want open carry, there's about not nearly as many that don't want it, but there's plenty of them. In the gun parlance, we refer to a person who's afraid of just guns themselves. So they see a gun, they go into a conniption fit. We refer to them as hoplophobes. This was a phrase coined by the late Jeff Cooper. We'll talk more about him in days to come, but hoplophobic people are all over the place. Unless, of course, you have a badge. If you have a badge, well, it's okay to wear a gun. But if you don't have a badge, that's different. Some of these guys have some really interesting ideas, like Professor Jack Russell Weinstein of the University of North Dakota. He's a philosopher. He teaches philosophy. Not a fan of the Second Amendment. He's come up with a solution to solve the problem of people who legally open carry a firearm into business, and the problem of businesses that allow people to exercise their constitutional rights. He describes this terrifying scenario. Say you're enjoying a nice meal at a restaurant. Somebody comes in there and they're open carrying a rifle while you're enjoying your meal. His idea. And I guess this would work anywhere where you might be somewhere where there's something open carrying, is just to, whatever you're doing, especially in a restaurant, this works out to be theft. Get up and go. Leave. Run. Isn't that amusing? He's advocating theft. If you're in the middle of your meal. Which I find that pretty funny. I find it funny because a gun, especially looking at that inanimate object has nothing to do with your digestive system. It has nothing to do with your safety. As a matter of fact, it probably enhances your safety. Because, most people that are going to go and become an active shooter in a place, they don't walk in and check the menu first. They don't walk in and ask for seating next to a window first. They walk in and start shooting. If they walk in and they sit down and they're looking for a nice place with some good ambiance and they want to see a menu and they want to see a wine list, well, they're probably just there. They're probably just there to enjoy the meal. For the hoplophobes, of course, there's no way to enjoy the meal if just because of the mere presence of them. But his proposal is everybody should leave. Immediately leave the food on the table in the restaurant. Leave the groceries in the cart in the aisle. Stop talking or engaging in exchange. Just leave. Unceremoniously and fast. But here's the key part. Don't pay. Steal. This is the kind of thing that people like me face on a daily basis. Every day, between 6,500 and 7,000 times a day, people defend themselves with a gun. It doesn't make the news. 95% plus of the time, they're not shooting anybody. It's a good day for everybody. The bad guy, the assailant, gets his cardio in because he's running like the wind. And the would-be crime victim is sitting there, and they get to calm down, and the adrenaline rush is short, and they don't go through the physiological changes that normally will happen to somebody if they shoot somebody. So, except for the hoplophobes. The hoplophobes, they don't think that's a good idea. They do not think it is a good idea. We'll be exploring things like that as we go along. Because they're everywhere. They are everywhere. Very much so, especially in academia, mainstream media. If you ever see somebody get out there saying, well, they were talking about assault weapons. Assault weapon is a term that was coined by a gun grabber. Then actually, that particular gun grabber would like to see a monopoly of force reside with the government, which is exactly what every government that I just described earlier in the opening segment, or the opening of the show, where the 200 million plus people got murdered by the government, where they had a monopoly of force. That's what he wants to see. So, and that's... While all the other pundits are out there, while they're all talking about all of this stuff, behind them, kitted up, is somebody like me. For when their reasonable argument fails, when tyranny begins to darken the landscape, behind them, behind all those good people that are trying to change hearts and minds, standing behind them is me. If you're coming after my liberty, if you're coming after my rights, well, that's why I carry a gun. You're going to have to give me a minute to get used to the nuance as I get used to the new clock. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, making the inaugural voyage at Genesis Communications Network. The phone number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Let me set the stage for you. In 2008, we got what is referred to as the Heller decision, which is, it had to do with D.C. and it had to do with the ownership of guns. Art Heller wanted to own a gun, and D.C. would not let him. So we got ownership of guns in D.C. What we didn't get for D.C. is we didn't get the right to carry guns. Every state in the union now, all 50 states, has some provision, although some are a little more onerous than others, for people to carry guns concealed in the open one way or the other, except for D.C. Now, the same lawyer, backed by the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gura, as soon as the Heller decision came out and they came up with their new thing, which was gun registration, there's only a couple of thousand guns in the hands of civilians in D.C., he decided to file another suit. And, what, 5.5 years later, we get a decision. The U.S. District Court tells the District of Columbia that by them not having no provision whatsoever for civilians, for regular citizens to carry guns in D.C., they decided that was unconstitutional. And for about 2 days, they had constitutional carry until they got a short 90-day stay on the decision. That gives them 90 days to write some sort of a law whereby people can carry a gun. I don't know why they need to write the law. Actually, the House of Representatives controls the district altogether. Well, that's another thing. Now, the D.C., there's two kinds of stupid. Okay, there's the ordinary stupid, and then there's the D.C. City Council kind of stupid. The judge said that citizens in D.C. have the right of armed self-defense outside their home. And, of course, the city council disagrees. They argued that they are special and they shouldn't have to obey the judge's ruling. They claim the nation's capital is filled with special people who need special rules. They host special events. They draw special crowds. And they're filled with special buildings. They claim they really need special, they're really special police, and they need special common sense restrictions applied in special areas. Isn't that just all special? Let me give them a little special education. They obviously want to ride the short bus. Politicians are not special. They are disposable. They are disposable, they are replaceable, they are temp workers, they dress really nice, they get lots, well, some of them get lots of camera time, and that's what they are. That's all they are. When one of them finally gets put out to pasture, when he finally gets unelected, you know, I live in South Carolina. We had a U.S. senator that lived to be 100. And that's great that he lived to be 100. I don't know how much cutting edge information he was getting and actually digesting. Every time I ever saw Strom Thurmond on TV, he was sitting there with his mouth partially open, just sort of staring into space with a staffer on each side of his head whispering into each ear. Politicians are not special. They are completely replaceable. For every politician right now serving in office, there's two or three wannabes that want to go. The GOP and the Democrats, they've already picked people lined up. They've got people on deck ready to go. We can do without every one of them. We can replace every one of those guys. Now, for everybody that isn't in politics, though, where you got a family, can you replace the mom or the dad or the child or the grandparents? If one of those people are killed, and you know what? Crime doesn't seem to be abating. Their homicide rate is down a little bit in D.C., but crime does not seem to be abating. And when a crime starts, when a violent crime starts, you're really at their mercy. There's no questionnaire that you fill out where, okay, I'm going to break everything between each joint, and I'm stealing your wallet, and I want your car keys. There's none of that. You don't know how far that's going to go. Citizens within their families are not replaceable. The politicians are not. You know, these politicians, they get out and go out all over the United States amongst the people without the special needs. And nothing happens for the most part. Yes, I know that things do happen. Gabrielle Giffords happened. The two assassination attempts on Gerald Ford happened. Yes, that kind of thing does happen, but it's really an anomaly, isn't it? It's an anomaly. It's not the usual thing. So, the D.C. City Council wants to leave the citizens of D.C. defenseless. And they do have special events like D.C. Beer Week, 17th through the 24th of August, don't miss it, or the bicentennial celebration of the end of the War of 1812. I love that one. I love it. And my favorite, the Jane Austen Film Festival, which is put on by the National Society of the Colonial Dames of America. Now, I'm not sure if all of these things warrant Secret Service protection. There are 85 law enforcement entities within the district, and they're all playing dueling banjos. They are special. They're walking over, you know, they overlap like there's no tomorrow. 85. Let me say that again. 85 separate law enforcement entities in the District of Columbia. Some of these federal, you got the Capitol Hill Police patrolling the hill. You got the U.S. Park Police that have some of the monuments. You got the U.S. Supreme Court has its own police force. The Smithsonian and the D.C. Zoo have their own cops. The D.C. police don't even protect Obama's dog, however. So, for the people of D.C., get with Congress and get with your city council and tell them that you matter. Get out there and start making a little noise, please. I know a couple of representatives from South Carolina. I know one senator from South Carolina. I've talked to a handful of others. And these are all good people. They're all good people. One day they'll retire and they'll be gone and nobody will remember them. But do you want to do that? Can you honestly say that would happen with somebody's father or mother in the mix? Taken by crime? I don't. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. BrookieGuy.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800, oh, excuse me, let's not do that, 1-877-317-6432. I got a new bag, so I got to make sure I go into the new bag whenever I start to mess it up. Coming up, when we flip into the next hour, we're going to actually talk women and guns. That is the fastest growing segment of gun ownership in the United States today. And I could talk to you all day till I'm blue about it. Blue in the face about it, but I'm actually going to bring a female, Jill Trammell. You don't know her yet, but this is a girl with a pedigree, and we're going to talk about that when in the 9 a.m. Central Time hour coming up. New Jersey is a little bit like East Germany in the United States. Everything that is legal anywhere else is illegal in New Jersey. In New Jersey, they had to pass a law. For example, if you're a gun owner, one of the beleaguered gun owners in New Jersey, if you're a gun owner and you want to go from your home to the gun range, it's now legal for you to stop and get a cup of coffee and use the restroom on the way or on the way back. They had to pass a law to make that okay. This is a tale of two socioeconomic statuses. Both individuals are black Americans, which has nothing whatsoever to do with the argument that I'm about to make. But the socioeconomic status does. This is a tale of Ray Rice, professional football player within the NFL, and Shanine Allen, single mother of two. Ray Rice was not prosecuted after he knocked his fiancée unconscious in an Atlantic City casino earlier this year. He did receive a 2-game suspension from the NFL. Ray Rice, I mean, I've been recently going back to the gym, and I'm looking at Ray Rice, and I'm like, hey, I like it. That's exactly the way I want to be. And, you know, he knocked, he struck a woman, and let me put this in context. You got a 200 and, I don't know, he looks like he might weigh about 240, 250, 250 pound individual who for a living hurls his body at other 250 pound individuals and gets up, shakes it off, thinks nothing of it, knocking out his fiance. I don't know if it was a hook or an overhand right. 2-game suspension, not prosecuted, in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now, let's talk about Shanine Allen. Shanine Allen was pulled over because she was accused of making an illegal lane change as she drove through New Jersey. She's from Pennsylvania. She's facing 10 years in a state prison because she carried a firearm she legally owned in Pennsylvania. Allen is a single mom. She works 2 jobs. She was robbed twice before she bought a gun. She bought the gun legally. She took firearm safety training classes in Philadelphia. She earned her concealed carry permit. She drove into New Jersey. And how silly of her. She thought... Oh, thank you. Ray Rice is 5'8", 212 pounds. I'm bigger than Ray Rice. Little twerp. Maybe I should go to Atlantic City. Hey, Ray Rice, why don't you punch me? I'm 2 inches taller than you, you squirt. Shanine Allen thought because she's in the United States of America and she's not somebody like me that gets out there and actually, you know, actually pays attention to the draconian gun laws in certain states within the union, and there's more than one. She just thought she was in the United States and she'd done everything right, dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, got pulled over because she didn't put on the turn signal, and now she's facing 10 years in prison. She even told them, I've got my gun with me, officers, it's right here. They didn't have to search her. After their arrest, both Rice and Allen qualified for a diversion program for first-time offenders. Rice gets to take classes on domestic violence and have a clean record if he stays out of trouble. Is there anybody out there that actually believes that a domestic abuser, a male domestic abuser, can go to school and get turned? Are these domestic violence intervention courses, are they like the force where you could be turned if you will not be turned? Now, Shanine Allen, I guess she could take courses on the crazy, non-existent concealed carry law in New Jersey. They were both accepted into the diversionary program because they're both first-time offenders. Shanine Allen has no criminal record. She is a void as far as a rap sheet is concerned until now. The prosecuting attorney in both cases, same person, accepted Rice's diversion but rejected Allen's diversion. So the prosecutor he's allowing a violent multimillionaire with 21-inch arms that punches his girlfriend in the eye socket and in the middle of a casino in New Jersey, he gets to clear his record. And Shanine Allen, oh, what a desperado she is. She made a lane change without putting on the turn signal. She's got to go down. Don't do the crime, Shanine, if you can't do the time. It took her 46 days to make bail. She was in jail for 46 days. Because they kept her in jail, she nearly lost her jobs and her home and her children. Here is a war on women. You want a war on women, liberals? Here's a war on women. Ray Rice received a 2-game suspension from the NFL, which gave him 2 extra weekends that he could go to Atlantic City with his fiance. I I'm trying. You know, when I see something like that. And for those of you that don't know, my background, I'm a military veteran. I was in the martial arts for a protracted period of time. And I spent most of my adult life, up to the point when I was about 31, 32 years old, learning how to mess up my fellow man. And I'm trying to manifest in my mind what set of circumstances gets in place where I look at my wife of 30 years and I say, you know what, straight hand right in the face up to my elbow. And it just, you know, it's just foreign to me. It's just foreign to me. But not for Ray Rice. And apparently not for the prosecutor in New Jersey. You know, that's a slap on the wrist offense, okay? No problem. Gets crazier. There's an ongoing amnesty in New Jersey for people to turn in their handguns without question. This means that Shanine Allen should have been allowed to turn in, to surrender her handgun and avoid prosecution entirely. That treatment only applies if the prosecutor in Atlantic County cared to follow the law and seek a shred of justice, which he doesn't. He's looking to make a name for himself. He's like Angela Corey down in Florida that prosecuted the Zimmerman case. Putting a rich football star in jail would make this prosecutor look like an idiot on the sports pages. And my God, we can't have that. It's also bad business to prosecute millionaires who visit the New Jersey casinos, even if they beat people unconscious. Money talks in New Jersey at the casino. And you ladies that want to just take care of yourself and not get hurt and you carry a gun for that reason, you're going down. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest access banner in the top left corner of the page. HP Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HP Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HP Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
First day ever with Genesis Communications Network. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. A litmus test that I place on everybody seeking elective office is how do they feel about me owning and carrying a gun? Now, if somebody out there trusts you with that, I would hazard a guess that they might be somewhat conservative in other venues. That would be my educated guesstimate. Nowhere should that be more apparent than with law enforcement, with sheriffs. Sheriffs are elected. Police chiefs are not. Police chiefs are appointed. Most of the time they're appointed because they very closely meet the overall political philosophy of the city council that hires them. Sheriffs, on the other hand, are elected. And there are a couple of sheriffs out there that have gone on the record. There's even one police chief, James Craig, out of Detroit, has gone out there and said, people, arm yourselves and be able to take care of yourselves until we can get there to take over the scene. David Clark of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. People, take care of business until we get there the same. Chuck Wright, Spartanburg, I'm tired. Spartanburg, South Carolina, I'm tired of chalk outlines around my constituents, especially you ladies. Please get a gun, learn how to use it. They're not concerned with things like upticks and justifiable homicide. They actually sort of dig that. And if I may... if I may, let me put this very, very in, you know, this is inflammatory for me to say this. But if you're being attacked by someone, okay, most chances are this is not going to be his first rodeo. When this is his first crime, his first violent crime. He hasn't just graduated to you from, you know, shoplifting DVDs. This is probably what he does. And if you're carrying a gun and you stop him, you're preventing crime tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. And let me give you an example before we go in back to the sheriffs. Amanda Collins, Reno, Nevada. College student. Concealed carry permit holder. Black belt in Taekwondo. I believe, was her discipline. Going to a late night class at the University of Nevada, Reno. 10 p.m., you know, got to take a test. She goes there, parks in a really good place, a really public place. Goes into school with a crowd of people. Good idea. Comes out of the school after the class with a crowd of people. Good idea. Has to break away to go to her car. And then the serial rapist tackles her. Within eyesight of the closed, because it's dark, police station for the campus police. Probably underneath one of the call boxes. And she is brutally raped. The serial rapist went on to rape two more people. Then he graduated to murder. Now, Amanda Collins, she testified in Colorado. And, I mean, Amanda, I've talked to Amanda. I've had her as a guest on the show in other places. And there is no doubt in her mind, if she had her gun, that somewhere during that rape, she would have ended the serial rapist. And I'm sitting around, you know, and I'm trying to be a compassionate human being, and I'm trying to say, I need to manifest some feelings of compassion for my, you know, in that particular case with an animal like that. I can't do it. I just can't make it happen. Just can't make it happen. So, enter from North Carolina, a sheriff named Larry Rollins from Harnett County. There's a phrase out there, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away. This is not a criticism of police officers. They are very badly outmanned out there. Nationally, if you take all the police officers, state, local, and federal, put them together, and put them all on the street, all at the same time, 24 hours a day, no breaks, no administrative people, no jailers, no nothing, the ratio is about 1 to 19,000. Okay, so they can't be everywhere. They can't be everywhere. The technology to instantly beam law enforcement into the heart of an emergency isn't quite there yet because, you know, Mr. Scott hasn't been born yet. In Harnett County, in the southeast right now, we've been discovered by the gangs. We've been discovered by the gangs. And South Carolina, where I live, is the fifth most dangerous state in the United States. And we have shall issue. We have shall issue as far as concealed carry permits. Sheriff Larry Rollins understands all this stuff up in Harnett County, North Carolina. During a recent public discussion on a spike in the crime rates, he explicitly recognized and reinforced the fact that in emergencies, citizens are their own first responders. And specifically, he said, even though I'm a cop, I don't go anywhere without a gun. I want my deputies to get there as fast as they possibly can if you've got a problem, but you better be able to take care of business yourself before we get there. If you need to protect your family. Now, most reasonable adults here in the United States understand that they have this capability to take personal responsibility for their own family safety, for their own safety. Sometimes they need some reminding. Okay? And Sheriff Rollins deserves thanks from the people of Harnett County, North Carolina. Because he took it upon himself to remind them of this. His plain-spoken recognition and support for the armed citizen who is prepared to take care of business when danger presents itself is a refreshing dose of reality. In a world where the truth is often carefully evaded. And make no mistake about it, if we could see into Josh Sugarman or Josh Horowitz, they run the Violence Policy Center, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. If we could see into their bedrooms, on their nightstand, you're going to find a gun. You're not going to find 911 set up to hit the dial button. The average police response time in the United States is 11.11 minutes. Do you understand how long that is if you're getting beat up? There was an instance the other day where a woman had somebody coming into her house. She knew it wasn't her husband. Her name is Ann J. Logan, grandmother. She hears somebody coming in her house. She calls 911. She tells them, I have a gun. She's yelling at the perpetrator, I have a gun, get out of the house. The 911 operator goes, put the gun down, the police are on their way. She tells the operator, I'll put the gun down when I see the police. You are your own first responder. And you are obligated to everybody that is in your family to be capable of responding. And I'm not talking about self-defense here. Self-defense with a gun, this is gun fighting 101. If somebody's trying to come into your home, if somebody accosts you on the street, they've already beat you to the punch. Okay? So when if you're carrying a gun and you come out of, if you clear the leather with that weapon, you have to bring that up and go on a very serious, extremely violent, ultra quick, take no prisoners, you are done, buddy, offense. You have to be swift, you have to be accurate, and you have to stop the threat right there in its tracks. If you watch me train, when I'm training against a steel target, of course, it's not going down. So that's why I just shoot the weapon till it's empty. And I shoot it as fast as I can. Because it is very hard to attack somebody when the air between you and him is filled with multiple projectiles coming at you at supersonic speed. That's going to disrupt your day. This is going, you know, the realization of the occupational hazard that you've taken on with your job choice becomes very apparent at that point. Then you bleed out. All right, coming up next, we go into women and guns with Jill Trammell. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.